David Mills is going to be conducting the hearing, sir.
Okay, good afternoon to you, sir.
Yes, you too, sir, and other members of the board.
All right, this is a full hearing for Brian K. Stallings, HDC number 100785. Mr. Stallings refused to sign any paperwork, thus he waived his appearance today. Mr. Stallings is 51 years old and has served a life sentence for first-degree murder, which began on February 10th, 1991. He has three consecutive sentences for armed robbery, which is life, burglary, 20 years, and a theft for 20 years. Mr. Stallings became parole eligible on October 7th, 2016, and was certified for this hearing on March 9th, 2018, which is for absolute discharge of parole to make consecutive sentence. And that next consecutive sentence is a life sentence for armed robbery. This is his first time before the board. Mr. Stallings was on parole from California at the time of the original offense, and Mr. Stallings took a plea agreement for the listed sentence. And the plea agreement had such severe sentences was that he there was other charges, assault on a detention officer, assault on an inmate, and attempt to escape times two, which were all dismissed as part of a plea agreement. A synopsis of the offense was February 1991, Mr. Stallings was on parole from California, and they denied him permission to reside in Arizona. He then took a train to Missouri to visit his sister and was an absconder from California. He traveled in the company of his co-defendant, Kimberly Santillo, and when he was in Missouri, after visiting his sister, he stole a car and a paycheck, and they drove to Arizona. And subsequently met the victim of this offense. And then on February 4th, 1991, Mr. Stallings and the Santillo and the victim drove to a location in the desert where the men had previously engaged in target shooting. Mr. Stallings and the victim walked out of Ms. Santillo's sight, but she heard shots, thought they were target shooting, and then shortly afterward, Mr. Stallings returned to the car and told Ms. Santillo he had killed the victim. They moved the body to conceal it, and then they drove to the victim's apartment and burglarized it, then stole the victim's truck. After removing the stolen items from the truck, it was wiped down and abandoned in a parking lot. The two then took Mr. Stallings' sister's car and tried to go to Mexico, but were apprehended trying to cross the border because there was a stolen report out on that car. Ms. Santillo subsequently received a 10-year sentence for her involvement in the offense, and that was partly due to her testifying against Mr. Stallings. Now, Mr. Stallings told police that he didn't kill the victim, but Tommy did. And he explained that Tommy was inside him and just comes out when Mr. Stallings gets mad. He implied that Tommy had killed 26 other people in various ways over a period of time. And he noted that Mr. Stallings was evaluated by three different psychologists, psychiatrists, and all three of them determined that he had multiple personality disorder, and at the original, actually there was other doctors too in California where he originally was diagnosed, and then three local doctors concurred with that. There was a Dr. Joyce Vesper, who did not work for the Department of Corrections or the judicial system at all, that did an evaluation, and she agreed with the diagnosis, but she said that sometimes age will diminish the occurrence of multiple personalities, and other times it won't, so there's absolutely no guarantee that this might not occur again in the future. He has minimal programming and no release plan, with moderate discipline, with three majors in 2014 and 2015. One in 2014 for threatening, one for refused programming, one in 2015 for disorderly conduct. There's no family community support, and I have no opposition letters, and there are also no current mental evaluations and nothing to indicate that he might not relapse completely into a very dangerous person if he was released back into society. So based on the totality of the case and all the information that I have, I don't see Mr. Stallings as a good candidate for any type of release or parole to next consecutive sentence. And so I'd be willing to listen to any discussion that my fellow board members might have.
Mr. Schess, did you have anything you wanted to add, sir?
No, actually, I have something anecdotally that I'd like to share with you, if I can.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I was the trial attorney for the state at the time on this. The defendant pled, of course, pursuant to a plea agreement, and it's much to avoid the death penalty as anything else. But he had some Rule 11 participation because of the nature of. We taught him in 1991, and it wasn't until 1993 that the case actually got pled. But the interesting part was when he finally agreed to plead, and then before sentencing, he tried to withdraw from his plea. And the reason he tried to withdraw from his plea was that he claimed that it wasn't really Brian Stallings that pled guilty, it was Tommy that pled guilty without me knowing it. So, this is a very complicated and dangerous man, and I echo the views of the board that this person should actually never be paroled on any of the cases.
Well, thank you very much, sir. We really do appreciate your input, and that new information about the plea agreement is very interesting. In reading this case, I pretty much came to the same conclusion as you about the potential for release. And so I'm going to make a motion to deny Mr. Stallings as well as the next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge at this time, and also want to include a one-year set-off.
Second. Agreed.
Okay. Second by Mr. Johnson. And agreed upon by Mr. Canonis. And the reasons would be... it is serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury, violated previous probation parole, history of assaulting behavior, prior criminal history, poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infractions, history of assaulting behavior, needs closer supervision, lack of programming, poor no release plan, and no family or community support. And unless there's something else that the full board members would like me to add, I would say that this will conclude our hearing at this time.
Okay. And thank you so much for patching me in. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I hope you all have a nice day.
You do too.
Thank you, sir.